Thank you for joining us to hear Brother Tommy Ledford and Brother David Clark with The Truth Ministries on the air every Sunday morning at 8:30 here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome. This is David Clark. Welcome to the Truth Ministries radio program. I'm glad to be with you today. If you normally tune in on Facebook Live, give me just a second. It's acting crazy, and I'll have that going for us. But I'm glad to be here with you today. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. I hope that you're up getting ready for church. I hope that you are preparing your heart for worship today. And I'm looking forward to being in the house of God, but I always love to come here first and share the Word of God with you. So let's get into the Word of God for today. I'm going to be reading out of the book of Hebrews first, Hebrews chapter 9. I'm going to try this Facebook Live thing one more time before we start reading, so everybody that's wanting to join can join. I've got some viewers there that can't listen to the radio broadcast. There we go. Now let's turn it around, and let's see if this will work out. There we are. Welcome, everybody, viewing via Facebook to the radio broadcast this morning. I hope that you will tune in with us and re-follow along in your Bible. Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 11. Sorry for the technical difficulties. I think our internet signal was having some problems. Hebrews 9, chapter 11. Before I forget, let me make this announcement in case I run out of time. This week, starting today, actually he'll be with us tomorrow night, but Bethel Holiness Church, 5032 Woodcrest Road in Jacksonville, Florida, behind Ernie Palmer Toyota, we are beginning revival this week. This is Sunday, November the 10th, 2019. We begin revival today. Greg Roberts, Pastor Greg Roberts of Liberty Faith Holiness Church in Moultrie, Georgia. He'll be with us Monday through Friday, every night at 7:30 p.m. If you are under the sound of my voice or in the listening area, you are invited. Come on and be with us every night, 7:30, Bethel Holiness Church. Pastor Greg Roberts will be with us. Our pastor, Brother David Capps, welcomes you, invites everyone to come be a part of this revival. I know that you'll receive word from the Lord. Brother Roberts is a tremendous preacher, man of God. So let's come together and have revival. Hebrews 9 and 11. Let's start reading here. I've got a heavy burden on my heart this morning to share this message with you. I've been pondering these scriptures over in my mind. I was going to go a different direction, but this is how I feel like the Lord is leading today. I want to talk about something very near and dear to my heart. I am a minister of the gospel, and I preach to broken people all the time. The bulk of where I preach is in the prison, in the nursing homes, in the prison. I teach Sunday school and different things like that, and that's all wonderful. But the majority of the ministry that I'm involved in is to broken people. And the gospel is for broken people. It's not for perfect people. We don't preach the gospel for people that don't need it. We preach the gospel to those who need it, to those who are broken, for those that need restoration. This morning, I want to talk to you on a subject, the cost of my brokenness, the cost of my brokenness. I want to talk to you about what it costs the Lord for mine and your brokenness. Hebrews 9 and 11. Let's read that together. I've got quite a bit of scripture. Bear with me. This is all, every verse in these passages are wonderful scriptures to read. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead, otherwise it is of no strength at all, whilst the testator liveth. Whereupon neither the First Testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the testament which God enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with the blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." We're going to read on some more here in just a moment. We're talking, if you're just joining us today, on the thought, the cost of my brokenness. The cost of my brokenness. Now, I understand that we preach on Christ's sacrifice for us and all that, and that's wonderful. We're going to talk about some of that today, but I want to go somewhere with this if time will allow me, if I can keep myself on schedule here and get all this out. If not, I'll have to continue this next week, but I want to talk about the cost of my brokenness. We are a people born into sin. We are by birth a broken race. We are broken. Sin had made its way into the human race after the fall in the garden, and therefore you and I, we by no choosing of our own, we are born into a sin nature. Now, the human race, as you well know, is a sinful, is a broken, is a race of people that are in much need of salvation, in much need of the presence of God in our lives. But I want to talk this morning about the cost, what it cost the Lord for our brokenness, what it cost him. Now, you and I, we have been made a way of escape. It's been made for us. We have been given a way of escape. We've been given the gospel of Jesus Christ. He shed his blood for us. He made the way possible for you and I to be delivered from everything that causes this life to be broken. We have a way to be delivered today from everything that affects us spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. Jesus died to save. Jesus died to deliver us. I'm going to read some more scriptures in a minute in Isaiah, and it talks about the different ways that Christ suffered upon himself to set us free. Friends, this morning, the cost of mine and your brokenness, the cost of our brokenness. I know people in my life right now, even this morning, they are in the most broken of states. They are in the most broken of mindsets. Some no fault of their own, and some because of their own choices. They are in the most broken the most torn down, depraved state of mind today, and it's the attacks and the tricks of the enemy that would tell them that there's no hope for them. But I want to be a beacon of hope this morning. I want to be a shining light here on the south side of Jacksonville. I want to let a light go out from this radio broadcast and across Facebook and across the internet and everywhere else. I want to let folks know that there is still a remedy for brokenness. There is still a remedy for sin. There is still a remedy for your physical healing, for your sickness. There is still a solution. There is still a deliverer. There is still a savior. There is still a baptizer, and his name is Jesus. He suffered upon himself for the sins of many. He suffered upon himself for my healing and my sanctification and my brokenness. Friends, I want to tell you this morning that Jesus Christ gave of himself. Hebrews tells us here in chapter 9, 11 through 28, how that Jesus died one time for the sins of many. He replaced all those Old Testament sacrifices that they would have to offer up every year for the remission of sins, the sprinkling of blood. Jesus gave of himself one time, and one time was enough, friends. Listen to me this morning. If you are broken today, if you are sin sick, if you are dealing with things in your flesh, in your mind, in your spirit, you have a savior. You have an option here. You don't have to stay in the same situation that you are in. Thank God he made a way of escape. Thank God he made a way for us to be delivered so that we don't have to stay in the same shape he found us in. I know people that God saved them from such deep sin. Myself, God delivered me from such an awful place, such an awful mindset. He delivered me out of such brokenness, such helplessness. I thought it would never be the same. I thought that I would never amount to anything. I thought that I would never be saved. I thought that God was through with me. Friends, listen to me this morning. I thought those things because it was lies of the devil. I thought my brokenness was too much. I thought my emptiness and my sin nature was too much for God. But I want to tell you that the cost of my brokenness was great. The cost of my sin was great. But Jesus paid it all. He still gave of himself. The cost was great. The cost was more than I can comprehend. It breaks me this morning to know that what I have done, that my brokenness, that my sinfulness, that my decisions, they fell upon his shoulders. They fell upon him. He bore in his body all of my shame and all of my reproach. He gave of himself on Calvary to set me free. The cost of my brokenness was so great, but Jesus paid it all, friends. He paid it all. I thought the devil had me convinced that there was no saving me. There was no delivering me. There was no hope for me. But friends, let me tell you this morning, the devil's a liar. If he's talking, he's lying. There is a remedy. Let's read on here. The word brokenness refers to a fracture or a separation. You know, you talk about a broken bone. It means that the bone has separated. It's come apart. You look at those x-rays and you can see the fracture. You can see where the bone's not lined up anymore. Depending on the severity of the break, you can see it's very visible. But there are some people that are broken this morning. You can't see the hurt. You can't see the wound. You can't see it on the outside. They keep it concealed. But I want to tell you that Jesus died for your brokenness. Jesus died. He suffered in his body for your brokenness. Let's read on here. Chapter 10 of Hebrews. Hebrews 10, I'm going to read some more here. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices that which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. The writer here is saying that those once a year sacrifices could not make you perfect. It took a spotless lamb, for then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshipers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sins. They shouldn't have been able to remember them. They should have been washed away. No more thought of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then he said, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he might establish the second. Listen to me, somebody. By the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Did you hear that? Their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sins. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. We're talking about the cost of our brokenness. The cost of our brokenness. Hebrews is telling us here that Jesus gave his life one time for the remission of sin. He gave of his own body to save me and you. Now I want to look at this in detail, and then we're going to talk about our brokenness for just a moment here. Who hath believed, Isaiah 53:1, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form or comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows. Listen to me. Acquainted with grief. Acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. Listen to me, somebody. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. With his stripes we are healed. Let's read down to verse 7. He was oppressed. He was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as the sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he was made, and he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet, listen to me, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Listen to me this morning. With the price of mine and your brokenness. I know this has been a lengthy reading today, and I don't have a lot of time, but I want to tell you this morning that the scripture clearly describes the price that Jesus paid, but that price was not paid in vain, friends. He paid a way for you and me to receive healing from our brokenness. First of all, he paid the sin debt. He was the atonement for sin once and for all. You don't have to be sin sick today. You can be set free. You don't have to die lost. You don't have to stay the way you are. Jesus died to set you free. Secondly, Jesus died for your healing. Now, there's lots of types of healing, but he also died for your physical healing, your mental healing, your spiritual healing, your emotional healing. He died to save you and to heal your heart, but he also died to heal your body. He died to heal your mind. He died for that one that was abused. He died for that one that's addicted. He died for that one that feels unworthy. He died for that one that feels like they'll never amount to anything. He died for that one that feels like they've gone too far. He died for that one that feels like they're too lost to be saved. He died for you today. The cost of your brokenness was great. The cost of your sin was great. But Jesus paid it all. You are not too lost to be saved. You are not too dirty for Jesus to save you. You are not too far gone for Jesus to love you. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how far you've gone. It doesn't matter what the sin was. It doesn't matter, friends. I preach to people every Saturday night in the prison who have done awful things. Some of them have gone way farther out in the sin than you and I can imagine. But Jesus died for their brokenness. He died for their addiction. He died for their bondage. He died to set them free. The cost of my brokenness was great. It cost him everything. They beat him. They bruised him. They spat upon him. They whipped him. They did everything they could to make him hurt and to cause him much shame. That was the cost of my brokenness. But let me go here for a minute. Some of us this morning, some of us know that Jesus died, and instead of letting him heal us, we continue on in the brokenness. Brother Dave is about to get real here for just a minute. I feel the power of God trying to get a hold of somebody. Listen to me. You know Jesus died for you. You know he died for your healing. You know he died for your brokenness, and yet you carry it around like a trophy whenever it's not God's will for you to live broken, friends. It is not God's will for you to walk around carrying that heavy load and letting that thing weigh you down. The cost of that thing was great, and Jesus paid the price. Jesus paid for it. Why would we not allow him to take our brokenness? Friends, you don't have to live addicted to things. You don't have to live in abuse and with the memory and the pain of your past. You don't have to live with the pain of your former choices. I know we have to pay for things. I know that the Bible said, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. But friends, there comes a time whenever we've reaped what we've sowed, but we still carry around that guilt and that shame. When Jesus died for my guilt and shame, he died so I would not have to feel that sin anymore, so I would not have to suffer that sin anymore. Jesus took upon himself my shame and my reproach, but yet we live so far beneath the grace of God. We live so far beneath God's overcoming power. We don't walk in victory like God has called us into. We allow the enemy to tell us, you'll never get victory over your past. You'll never get victory over depression. You'll never get victory over anxiety. You'll never get victory over the things that bind you. You'll never come out of this dark place. You'll never see the light of day again. But friends, I want to tell you that Jesus is calling you into the light today. Come on and step on in and let him fill your heart with his goodness. Come on and step on into the light today and let the love of God overtake you. Let the power of God restore you. Let the sacrifice of Jesus make you whole today. He wants to bring somebody out of the darkness. He wants to bring somebody out of the low place. Listen, you walked around in the shadows for too long. Get up in the name of Jesus and walk in victory today. By the authority of the blood that he shed on Calvary, rise up and be the glorified bride of Christ. Rise up and be the bride that he's called to walk in beauty, in purity, in holiness. Let's be the church that Jesus died for. We don't have to walk around broken today. He died for my brokenness. I know that we're going to be overcome with grief. I know there's going to be times. Right now, my own family is mourning. Right now, my aunt lost her husband yesterday. Right now, I know my mom and my aunts and uncles and different ones, cousins, are grieving. I know that we experience loss. It's part of life. But listen, Jesus died. He took in himself my grief. He took upon himself my sadness. And he will comfort us in our time of grief. You have a shoulder that you can lean upon. There is a Savior that you can call on. You don't have to walk out into that darkness by yourself. You have the light of the world that will go with you. You have the power of Christ and his sacrifice, that he saved you, that he redeemed you. The fact that he sent this gospel message, this love letter for me and you to receive and to devour and to live by, friends. He paid it all. He gave us the roadmap. He gave us the roadmap. He gave us the instructions. This is the love letter to the church from Christ himself, letting us know that he's with us. He's with us, friends. The cost of our brokenness was paid. You don't have to walk around broken anymore. The devil would have you bound. He'd have you blind. He'd have you depressed. He'd have you in the fetal position. He'd have you under a rock somewhere thinking there's no hope. But I want to tell you that I know the hope this morning. I know the hope this morning for the hopeless, for those that are overcome with grief. I'm talking about the reliever this morning. I'm talking about the comforter. For those this morning that are bound by sin and addiction, I'm talking about the deliverer this morning. For those who are feeling discouraged, I'm talking about the encourager this morning. The cost of my brokenness was great, but he paid it. The cost of my sin was great, but he paid it. The cost of my freedom was great, but he paid it. He made a way of escape. No matter what it is, no matter how far, no matter how dark. Listen, I talked to some people that have done some dark things. I talked to people that have been in some low places. But I'm telling you, I've heard testimony after testimony. Brother David, I gave my heart to God, and he brought me out. He brought me out. The cost of our brokenness was great, but Jesus paid it, friends. I don't have nearly enough time. I'm out of time already to cover this. We may have to continue next week. I want to tell you this morning, you can call on Jesus. Oh, he's listening to you. God bless you. Don't forget about revival this week. Every night, 7:30, Bethel Holiness Church, 5032 Woodcrest Road. Brother Greg Roberts will be with us. I love you. God bless. Have a good day.
Thank you for tuning in to hear Brother Tommy and Brother David this Sunday. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and may God bless you.